WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
From his office overlooking downtown Medford, Oregon, Stuart Allen wants to change the way we see the world. Allen is a cartographer, or mapmaker. Part of the time, he designs conventional maps for oil companies or the government. But the rest of his time, he constructs oversized state wall maps, maps he hopes people will find beautiful and geographically inspiring. For most of us, our only contact with maps is when we need to get from here to there. I asked Stuart Allen what he thought of ordinary road maps.
You could say that they're not designed. They're constructed with a pretty simple end in mind, which is just that you're going to show people how to get to their great aunt's house, even if they've never been there before, on the other side of the state. They work for that. What they don't do is give you any sense of what that terrain is. That's where that range of mountains is. That's where that valley that I particularly like is, and that's the way it relates to, other cities or whatever.
I like what you're saying there about, oh, so that's where it is, so that's where I am. Not too long ago, I had to make a trip, and I didn't have time to consult a map before flying to where I was going, and I had no idea where I was. I knew I was in the Midwest somewhere, but without a map, I really felt lost, just totally displaced.
In fact, I was flying over the Midwest last week, and I had a state roadmap in my lap, and I was very pleased with myself. As I never think of that, or if I do think of it, it's in the baggage. But this was carry on, so I was following the Illinois River as we were approaching O'Hare, and seeing towns that I knew on the ground, towns that I'd been in 25 years before and hadn't been in since. Felt very smug because I had the information there, and that's what a map ought to do, is give you the knowledge of where you are, give you the setting, it places you. It's, what is this that I'm going through? What's the setting? Where am I? Not in the sense of where am I in between two points, but what is this whole setting? What's beyond the horizon? Where did this river come from that I'm crossing, and where does it go?
Well, you're interested in making your maps beautiful. How have you alter the design within the map to make it more pleasing? One of the things I can think of is that you use gorgeous colors. I mean, you have beautiful shades of blue-green that vary in intensity depending on the elevation. You have, really beautiful earth colors, different shades of browns in it.
One thing we do is use a lot of inks, which makes it a more expensive printing and a more expensive construction process. Really, the key is that we set out to make beautiful maps, and that's pretty much not done anymore. It was done, of course, in the old days, with the whales and the galleons and the goddesses and whatnot that were added to the maps. But as maps really became part of the military infrastructure, what became critical was that everything be precisely accurate. Well, everything should be precisely accurate, and is on our maps, but at some point there, the idea that the map should be beautiful in itself, a beautiful object, tended to fall away. And in fact, that was regarded as a distraction or a nuisance. It doesn't have to be, and it shouldn't be. I mean, ideally, a map is maybe the one place where truth and beauty are combined, or should be combined. I mean, there's no conflict. There's no fight between them.
Well, let's talk about the truth for a minute. You've talked a little bit about the beauty. How do you get the information that you need for your maps? Are you basically, for the main part of it, recopying maps that already exist?
Oh, yeah. Cartographers are great thieves. maps basically are stolen from existing maps.
And is that considered legitimate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's considered legitimate, particularly since you're normally stealing from your own government and from other and from other governments. Most of the information is public domain, and in fact, the state map series mostly consists of materials which are available from the U.S. Geological Survey. We handle them differently. We do different things with them, and that's what makes our maps look so different.
Now, you're also a traditional cartographer, right?
We do contract cartographic work for all kinds of people, particularly oil companies or scientific organizations or government agencies. Yeah, doing more conventional stuff. And that's interesting, and that's basically the work that pays the rent. But what we've wanted to do is kind of expand the boundaries of cartography as, I don't know, sort of consumer art, if that's a category that exists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If we looked at your state map of California and compared that to a state map of California that was drawn, say, 50 or maybe 100 years ago, would the geography of California be represented differently? I don't mean that, you know, the colors or the sensibility or anything, but just would the shape of the state have been any different? Has the knowledge that cartographers have now changed over the last century or half century?
Yeah, the shape of the state wouldn't, it might be imperceptibly different, but you would have to measure it very precisely to tell. Certainly the surveys have become much more accurate. Now, between the satellite digital imagery and all the navigation aids, and the digital, the capacity to record information about absolutely everything digitally and retrieve it and stick it on a display some way, now we really know where everything is in the world, really in the world. Even places that were never mapped because they were under perpetual cloud cover are now mapped with radar. So in the last 10 years, we really know what the Amazon basin all looks like, which was never possible before. We know what everything looks like, and we're all of the major powers spying on each other and the rest of the world all the time and mapping each other and the rest of the world all the time for military purposes. Most of the stuff never becomes available to the public. An awful lot of it goes into microchips on the nose of a bomber or into the nose of a missile, which is a disquieting thought. The warhead has a fantastic cartographic memory.
Did you fall in love with maps when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did. But yeah, a lot of people love maps, and I did as a kid, although I never expected to go into it. I kind of backed into it, as so many of us back into our careers.
See, my early childhood memories of maps was having a teacher with this huge map that she would unroll from the blackboard. There'd be a pointer, and she'd say, she'd choose you and have you like come up and point to some obscure country that you'd never even heard of, and you knew you'd never be able to find it on the map. So maps were always kind of tied in with a certain amount of humiliation to me when I was young.
Yeah, the abuse of geography. That probably doesn't happen anymore, because I don't think it occurs to anyone that a kid would know where anything is anymore. You know, really, I think that's about right. They don't teach it. You've probably seen national surveys reported in the press. Kids don't know where Vietnam is. In fact, they're not sure that there is such a place, or maybe it's a rock group or something like that. There is that unfortunate storing up the lore. How many points on this enormous map can you properly identify? Which is a shame. Really, if the map is beautiful enough, it sinks into your consciousness, you're going to absorb it, you know, to a great extent anyway.
So what map are you working on now?
Well, that's a series of maps of the world. There are going to be, I think, 6 of them. And then we just finished a map of Hawaii, including the seafloor, which looks very three-dimensional. That's been very satisfying. It just was printed 2 weeks ago, and we see people come up and feel it and kind of jump because they think it's a plastic raised relief map. You know? And then their fingers tell them it's flat, that their eye, their brain is telling them that it's three-dimensional. And there's a kind of a startled jump that people give when they see that. And when I see that, I think, that one worked. You know, that one is doing what it's supposed to do.
I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Cartographer Stuart Allen is a partner in the company Raven Maps in Medford, Oregon. He spoke to us from NPR station KSOR in nearby Ashland. This is Fresh Air.